When God created us, right, what is behind his entire plan is a relationship of love. What underlies the laws, the prophets, the whole thing, the whole story of salvation is a relationship of love. He ties us to himself through his love. Okay, so we know that. What's most important, right, is that we're connected to God by his love. We're tethered to him, right, like a bungee cord. And no matter how far away we wander, we're always going to be drawn back to him. So what's going on with the old law and the new law, right? It's always kind of confusing. What is Jesus talking about with the old law and the new? I like to teach it this way. Think of a family, right? A family, a mother and a father have a child. What connects them most to their child is the love that they have for them, right? The love of the relationship that nothing can ever destroy. That tether is always there. But the family, for the good of the child, has rules. Rules for the house, right? Even property boundaries, right? A fence to protect the child from themselves, right? To protect them from being harmed. And so God puts up this fence, just like parents do, not because he doesn't want the child to be free, but because he doesn't want the child to get hit by a car in the street. And the child doesn't even know that, right? Because the child hasn't come of age yet. They're not free. And so when Jesus comes, right, he takes down that fence, right? He says, there's something more, just like when a child comes of age, right? At some point, they open the latch on the gate. And there has to be something more in their freedom. But the relationship of love never changes. Right? The relationship of the child to their parents never changes at the fundamental level. And so that's what Jesus wants to remind us of today. Right? All the rules, the law that God gives us are out of love and out of concern for us. And that's why they never go away. But Jesus wants to give us, right, a fulfillment of those laws. He wants to show us, right, just how deep that relationship is. And to remind us who we're tethered to, right, which is his God and Father. And so today we simply are reminded, right, of who we're connected to, right, how we exist through the love of the Father. And so we ask Jesus, keep us always connected to your Father and help us to follow his laws out of love.